As we continue this thread of women and family, we turn our attention to the Lurline. It's the newest ship in the Matson fleet, and it's scheduled to make its maiden voyage to Hawaii this month, and it could be as early as this week. This past summer in San Diego, Matson christened the largest combination container roll-on, roll-off ship ever built in the United States. Hawaii's Constance Lau, who sits on the Matson's board of directors, had the honor of christening the Lurline.
For Matson, I christen thee Lurline. May Keakua bless this ship and all who sail on her.
Lurline is an iconic name in the shipping line's long history. It goes back to Captain William Matson's first ship, built in 1887. The newest vessel will be the sixth Lurline. We talked to Captain Matson's great-granddaughter, who carries the name Lurline. There are five Lurlines in Lurline Menzies' family. She talked to us about the Matson-Hawaii connection to the Filoli Estate and Gardens, which was her great-grandparents' home in Woodside, California. The property is now a public garden, and fun fact, it was used for the filming of Dynasty, the TV series, as the Carrington Mansion. Lurline Menzies was there in San Diego for that christening as the champagne bottle broke against the vessel's hull.
It was really thrilling. I'd never been to a christening before, and it was just so much fanfare and patriotism and the community coming together to send off this big ship. It was really fun. It was a lot of fun.
So tell us about some of the Matson family history, because we've just done a couple of stories about the gardens and the home.
Our family has great connections to Hawaii, and it starts back with my great-grandfather, Captain Matson, who started the sailing route trade between San Francisco and Hilo. And his first brigantine was the Lurline. And on that ship, he met my great-grandmother, who was traveling over to be a teacher at one of the ranches over there in Hilo. So they met in Hawaii. And then, as you know, with Captain Matson, you know, he's started the Matson navigation line and the cargo travel from San Francisco to Hilo. And then you go on to my grandfather, William Roth, who was born in Hawaii when it was a kingdom of Hawaii. That was in 1880. And he met my grandmother, Lurline Matson Roth, in Hawaii. And they married. He then joined Matson Navigation Lines and extended the Matson name as far as going into luxury ships, luxury liners. They were the white ships. And then he also built several hotels on Waikiki, one of them being the Royal Hawaiian, which really started the tourism in Waikiki. So between the four of them, I think they spent half of their life in Hawaii. And when they weren't in Hawaii, they were always wanting to have links with Hawaii. And you do see that in the house in Filoli, which is, they purchased that in 1937. This is William and Lurline Roth. The thing that was lovely about it is that even though it was a large Georgian country house, I guess it's 36,000 square feet. It was not imposing. My grandmother and grandfather just made it very graceful and cheerful. And I'd have to say a lot of it was the influence of their life in Hawaii and what they brought into the house. The upstairs-downstairs aspect was very, very relevant. We, as grandchildren, really had the run of the house, and we went everywhere and loved to go into the help swing and go back there and play poker with them or, you know, go and sneak cookies in the kitchen from the wonderful Chinese cook that was there for years. So it was really, it was very special. The things that my impressions was really the sounds of the songbirds. My grandmother had a rather large collection of rare birds from Africa. She had a shama. She had songbirds, and she also had a minor bird that was in her upstairs bedroom with her, very close to her. And that bird, for instance, mimicked everything that my grandmother said, including whistles to the dogs and calling out to the kids and whatever. And so there was a lot of trickery there, where there'd be this bird sounding just like my grandmother, yelling out commands.
Lurleen, get over here.
And people would come running. But the thing that, as you walk through the house, was that there was a great abundance of flowers that she always arranged weekly. And they came out of her garden, but they also came out of her greenhouse because she loved cymbidiums and dendrobiums, orchids. So orchids and also carnations and roses were predominantly in the house, and she loved leis. And as you know, there's orchids and carnations, and the thing that was really interesting to me as a child is the carnations that she grew in the cut garden. They had a cinnamon scent to them. Normally when you purchase carnations, they have no smell at all. But when they're freshly cut, they have this delicious cinnamon scent to it, which I just loved. Along with the, you know, the songbirds, the finches, there were birds in many rooms. So as you walked through the house, you had this tropical sense that you were in. It was lovely, really wonderful. The other thing that is in the back room where the family would gather in the lower back room study, there's a number of things that do remind you of Hawaii. It's a wonderful pineapple print rug. And then she also has her Hawaiian calabash collection. There was a favorite, a turtle carved of Milo wood. And above the fireplace in that room, there is a portrait painted of her, commissioned by Lloyd Sexton, and he was a Hilo artist, renowned for his Hawaiian landscapes. But this particular landscape was done in Ireland, but she wanted a Hawaiian artist to do that oil of her. That stands out in that room. The other thing, in the vintage photos of the family in that room, there is a picture of her wearing a lei on board a ship. And she kept this Hawaiian custom at Failoli too. And whenever there was an event in the house or a family gathering or a celebration, you always have those leis that are making a mark on the celebration and making that day special. And the other thing is also when we would have these beautiful parties, that she'd always have a Hawaiian group of singers to perform. So
I read somewhere that Hilo Hadi came to entertain.
Yes, yes, a lot of Hawaiian touches. And a lot of times she'd end an evening with having them closing down an evening. So she never forgot her Hawaiian past. And many times, I guess, she sailed with her father along with her mother on passages where at that time he was just moving cargo back and forth, that being timber, coconuts, whatever, back and forth. So she went to Hawaii many, many times.
When I was there at the home at Failoli Gardens, they had lots of the original Matson menus up in the kitchen. I know they're redoing the kitchen now. But what's your hope as far as showcasing those ties at the estate?
That is something that I would love. I'd love to have a little bit of a continuity there in the house so that the visitors can understand the strong connection of Failoli and that family story of Failoli and Hawaii, because it was really because of the successes of my great-grandfather and my grandfather that allowed the family to purchase Failoli in 1937, and we're very proud of that.
Thank you for sharing your family stories with us.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
Since Lurleen Menzies' great-grandparents met on the first Lurleen, there have been many shipboard romances. We'll share one of those stories with Local Ties tomorrow.